Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you all for being here. I think we had a good Friday show, and good morning to you. Thanks for being a part of the team. Good morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Eddie, you have two kids. What's the rule on interrupting their dad when he's talking?
The rule on interrupting their dad? Don't interrupt.
Is it a strict rule?
Absolutely. When I'm talking, I'm talking. And lately, we've been having the whole talk of, like, don't argue what I'm telling you. Like, I make the rules. I am president. I am the judge. Like, you do what I tell you to do.
And how does that go?
Pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good. They've got it down. I mean, they still try to throw one little argument in there. Like, yeah, but that's not how. No, I'm the judge.
Does part of you feel like maybe you should listen to them to show them that if you present a great point or counterpoint?
Yeah, no, I want to do that later in life, like when they're actually making good points. Because now they're just arguing to stay up longer or like have ice cream after dinner or whatever. I'm just like, no, we said no. That's the rule. Go to bed.
So you're more like dictator dad right now.
Yeah, right now it's dictator time.
80% of the parents say their kids interrupt them when they talk.
And they do. And I see parents that just say it's cool. Like, yes, yes, we're talking, but that's okay. What do you have to say, son?
And what do you think about that?
No, like, you're talking. You say, we're talking right now. You wait. Be patient.
Do you ever do that? I'm going to get to you later.
Well, no. That, like, so I'm going to, like,
punish
like,
you.
Pop? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to pop you later?
Like, yeah, yeah. I don't. You call it pop. But
I call it popping.
When I would get whoopings as a kid, if, you know, my mom was busy.
Yeah.
Or my grandma was busy. It'd be like, okay, you're going to get whooped later.
Well, we have a rule. We don't whoop in public. So if they're acting up in public, yeah, they're going to get it later.
And you tell them?
Yep.
And
we wait all day.
Can they talk? Oh, you like that.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, because they think about it all day.
Can they talk themselves out of it? Like, can they present a case so good or act so good that they get out of it?
Nope.
What if they, like, save a baby bird from, like, a truck or something?
Nope.
Nothing.
Still,
there's nothing.
Like, that's so awesome. You saved a baby bird. All right, let's go. Popping time.
Oh, man.
Yep.
The dictator dad.
Mm-hmm. And it's great, too, because sometimes they think that you forgot.
They, oh, because you don't bring
it
up.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, this is a great day. He totally forgot. That was 5 hours ago.
But you don't.
Nope, never.
Man, you're a real dictator. Let's go.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, so mostly it's humans. But this time I see you, Hercules the Rottweiler. So 10 months old. Hercules stopped to protect his owner when she was attacked by a man while jogging. The man attacked her from behind. Hercules pinned him to the ground. biting him, holding him down. The man fled. They ended up finding the guy later because he had dog bites all over him.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Hercules.
Yeah. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray in Florida. At a middle school, two teens were arrested for planning a shooting. Luckily, the cops found out about it and stopped them, and no one was injured. In other news, at JFK in New York, a man attacked a Muslim airline employee for no reason. Luckily, she is okay. The man is in custody. And finally, in politics, Donald Trump is saying that Mexico will soon face a 20% tax on imports. He says that is what will help pay for the wall between U.S. and Mexico that he wants to build very soon. So, there you go.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
People who lost weight, they reveal their tricks that make it easier. And I saw this on Reddit. And for me, I'm a guy who tries to stay fit. I try to eat right. And we talk about different diet stuff. One of the guys said, hey, if you drink a whole lot of water, it makes you feel fuller. Now, you have to drink a whole lot of water to keep you feeling full, which means you have to use the bathroom a lot.
Right.
Which is why I've never been on the water train so much.
Yeah.
Because when you get on the water train, like the water train's got to travel. And if you take that water at night, you just constantly stay up. Here, listen to this. One woman says she was motivated to exercise by watching The Lion King.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because if you can do a pull-up, you won't die. Here's the key. And a lot of people were saying, because in Lion King, you have to hold on to the cliff.
I can't do a pull-up. That's what I was thinking. Shoot.
Swap out soda for sparkling water. That was a very popular one. That's one that I've done in my life.
That's huge.
No soda. I drink sparkling water and I squeeze a little lime in it and it fakes me out. And secondly, ditch the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to get like the Ezekiel bread.
Right.
The Lord's bread.
Like a sprouted. Mm-hmm.
The bread, the carbs, it will completely change your life.
Yeah.
I haven't had bread in, like, a full piece of bread in months and months. And it will change your, if you really want to lose weight, the easiest way possible, it's no soda and no bread.
Right.
Anything you'd like to add to that?
And I would say up your greens, your vegetable intake. If you can get those veggies in, that nutrients, it'll help you stay fuller longer and help your body break down all the other foods.
Man, I'd also say run marathons and lift weights. But foods first, like for sure foods first.
Foods first.
Today's show's going to be good. Lauren Elena will be walking around in a bit. Brett Young's going to come play some music live in the studio. The dance party comes up in just a bit, so we're going to get you in a good mood and keep you in a good mood all morning long. I got a good feeling about today's show. I got you good news here for a Friday. First off, it's Friday. We made it. All right, time now for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Let me give you this. A Kansas elementary school raised $450 in one day to help pay surgery for a stray dog that was hit by a car right outside the school.
Wow.
So they raised the money within the school, surgery, and they found it at home right outside Topeka.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. All the kids got together and put all their little pennies and teachers and everything.
Awesome. I love you're that. Up. Okay, so this is pretty cool. It comes from Durango, Colorado, and a restaurant, El Moro, it had a fire, and so it's under reconstruction. And the employees just thought, well, shoot, we're going to be out of a job not getting paid while they're renovating. Well, no. The owners of the restaurant said, look, if you go out and give your time helping local causes, basically volunteering, we're going to keep paying you regular pay as long as you're doing something for the community.
Wow.
What?
Lunchbox.
Kraft Heinz is doing something cool for all its employees. Instead of buying a Super Bowl ad this year, they said, we're going to save the money and we're going to give you the day after the Super Bowl off.
Yes, they're not buying an ad and just paying their people to take off.
Okay. That's cool.
That's cool for them.
And then now we're talking about it. It's like an ad.
Absolutely. It's like an ad.
So
you don't think they put that on a press release? Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
We're talking about pet names that we have for husbands, wives, significant others.
Yeah.
And I said, I've never been a pet name person, but I've started to call my girlfriend Poo Poo just to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she doesn't not like it. She never came to me and said, I enjoy when you call me Poo Poo. That conversation's never happened.
But does she find it like endearing?
Well, there's been a second part of the story.
Oh.
So a few days ago, I talked about it on the radio. I was like, just to be funny, I'm like, all right, Poo Poo, I gotta go.
Yeah.
She was like, you call me Poo Poo? I thought you were always calling the dog Poo Poo.
Oh, she didn't know you were talking to her?
Mm-mm. Because the dog's always with us, right, the house?
When you called her Poo Poo, he's been around, so she
the dog's always around. Like,
yeah,
if we're there in the house,
true.
The dog's always with us. And so she thinks I called the dog Poo Poo, not her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, don't think I like Poo Poo very much for me.
So is that done?
I don't know. I don't think our mom likes it either.
Yeah, probably not.
I never thought poo-poo was that bad. That was kind of funny. And
but I mean, knowing your personality, I mean, it's not like that weird. So
she thought it was the dog's name, though.
That is kind of funny. She's like, I thought you were talking to your
dog. She came home and she listened to the show back in iHeart. She goes, I'm poo-poo? I thought you called Dusty. I was like, no, I don't have a pet name for him.
What about the times you were like tickling or calling her poo-poo?
I guess she thought I was talking to the dog while I was tickling her. So that's that. So, you know, Poo-Poo and I have a talk later today, and we'll figure out if I'm going to continue with it.
So you and your dog, or you and Lindsay?
No, my dog's not named Poo-Poo. Okay. I'd never call him that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Idaho. A 22-year-old man was arrested for disorderly conduct after he was at McDonald's, ordered some chicken nuggets, went to his table, and there was no chicken nuggets in the bag. He got mad, went out to his car, got his gun.
Oh, no.
Jumped up on the counter.
Wow.
And started spraying bullets around the restaurant.
Shooting the restaurant?
It was a Nerf gun, but employees were still scared and called police. He thought it was funny. They charged him with disorderly conduct.
Wow.
You know, I feel like he may not be all there. It's not an angry thing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He jumped up on the counter with a Nerf gun. If anyone in that room has a gun on them and a concealed light, they take him out immediately.
Right, but they didn't, and he was arrested.
Man.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah, I just don't jump on counters in public places. I think that's the rule here, period. Don't jump on counters in public places. We all good with that?
Got it.
Good.
Bobby Bones.
I walk into our building. It's our album day, so we pulled her back in. Lauren Alanis here. Today's a big day.
Yes.
I couldn't have you in the building, and I'll bring you back in. Today your album is out. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
There you go. So did you wake up, or were you awake last night at, I guess,
midnight.
11 Central, 12 Eastern?
Yes.
And did you pay?
Oh, you know it was.
Did you pay your own money to download your own record?
Well, I pre-ordered it, so it just came right on.
Oh, nice.
Is that lame? I don't care.
No.
No, I think it's lame if you don't admit to it, and then we find out you really did.
I'm gonna go to the store and get a copy in the Walmart, too. So,
yeah, that's not lame either. And then see if they notice it's you. Like,
check it out.
Yeah. My first album, they did it. I was so mad. I was like, what do you think of this girl? And they're like, oh, yeah, she's again. Like, she kind of looks like me. Oh, yeah, I can see their zoom. I'm like, it is me. What are you talking about?
You can't get angry at the checker.
Yes, I can.
I've been the checker. All you're trying to do is get through this stuff. Lauren Alanis' album is called Road Less Traveled. You got a big day today.
Yes.
So, again, just wanted to pull you in. And there are 12 songs on the record. Some of them were on the EP, but there are a whole bunch more out there now. And so I'm really happy for you. Really proud for you.
Thank you so much. Everybody get it. You won't regret it.
Maybe
you will, but don't tell me if you do.
Buy it. We're going to play Road Less Traveled right now. And I hope today and this weekend, because I know you're doing a lot of promotion, is awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, Lauren, Elena, Road Less Traveled is out today.
Why do you keep on staring that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
Eddie, you saw someone back their car into a pole in the garage?
We did.
How awkward.
It was so awkward.
So wait, you were talking to one of the producers of one of these shows?
From another radio show in the building, and he just gets in his car. He's like, I gotta go, guys. And he gets in his car, backs it up into a pillar.
Oh.
Crunch.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And so I kind of go behind the car just to kind of check for him to see if it's okay. Because he wasn't getting out. I guess he was in a hurry to go somewhere.
Or embarrassed.
And I gave him the thumbs up like everything was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to ruin whatever he was doing, but it wasn't okay.
I mean, that's humiliating on every level.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, but it happens.
Does it?
Yeah. Backing into... Running into
have poles. Have you hit a pole?
Oh, yeah. In my first car, my Ford Bronco, actually, I was leaving a baseball game watching one of my friends play, and I backed right up into this huge utility pole, had a huge dent. I thought you could, like, get it out with a plunger, you know? Like, suck it really hard.
Stop it.
And, come out. And my dad wouldn't fix it. I mean, I wanted it to, because I liked my new car, but he was like, nope, you got to learn. If you want to fix it, pay for it yourself.
So that's one. Backed in any other poles?
Yes. I backed into the concrete pole here at the office building.
Probably the same one.
There's two. Yeah.
Any backed other? Into a fire hydrant.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Backed into a mailbox.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, what else? I backed into other cars. I have hit a lot of things, but never going more than 5 miles an hour. It's basically my thing.
Is that some kind of, like,
no, I have a,
accolade?
I know, I have a visual impairment.
Is it an award to you? Like, guys.
And nothing was living.
Like, I've never been in, like, yeah, nobody ever got hurt. I've never been in a serious accident.
There you go.
It's just been,
kudos,
like,
to you.
Somewhere, like, my peripheral vision may be off.
Yeah, it's your peripheral vision, but it's off for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Coming up top of the hour, Brett Young will be into play. But as long as the night ends with you, so hang out for that. Me a text, ain't coming home soon. Eddie, he's got two kids. We were talking about him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They had a donuts with dad, and Eddie didn't go.
My decision. I decided not to go. I just felt like it was at a wrong time.
What time?
7 a.m. And I know for normal dads, you know, that's the time before they go to work, and it works out for them. For me, that's midday. Like, that's, like, in the middle of my work day. Like, we're in the show. We're, you know, like, just talking about important stuff. And I felt like I just thought that work would be a little more important than that.
To who?
To me.
So you made the decision that it was more important to you,
yes,
to stay at work. Does everyone's dad, if they have one, go?
Yeah, I've been to last year I went to one, and I know that you would have let me go because you've done it before. Like, you would have been like, yeah, go ahead, take the day off, go spend time with your kid, whatever. And I respect that, and that's awesome of you. But I just felt like this time around, I didn't want to really miss work.
Did you send mom?
No.
You can't.
It's donuts for dad. No. That would be weird, I think.
I don't think so. I didn't have a dad for a lot.
Okay.
And people, my grandma would come to stuff.
Okay.
They're not going to keep someone out of a pair. And I'm talking about not even this situation. They're not going to keep someone out.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's an uncle or...
No, they won't. But I've been the reverse where I'm the only dad there and it's really awkward.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's better. So what happened? Mm-hmm. So junior... Is it junior?
How did he feel?
Junior?
It's junior. It's the 9-year-old. And so, I mean, I feel like I should have gone a little bit, but I just...
What? How did he feel?
I think he's okay with it. We really didn't talk about it. You know, I mean, I think he still got a donut.
Do you think at 9 that's all that mattered to him?
Totally.
So he didn't come home and he was like, hey, dad, I was with all my friends at school today eating donuts. Mm-mm. And all their parents were there, dads or whomever, and you weren't there?
He didn't give me the guilt trip, no.
Oh.
Oh, you would have seen it as a guilt trip. Does he ever come and have serious 9-year-old conversations with you?
Not really. No, when I pick him up from school, sometimes he'll go into like deep thought about something that happened in school, but it's pretty rare. For the most part, he's just getting the car. He's like, how's school? He's like, it was good. Put the radio on. And then we listen to radio all the way home.
So does he open up with his mom more?
Yeah, a lot more.
Has he said anything like, hey, it hurt my feelings that dad wasn't there?
I haven't asked my wife. Should I ask her?
Yeah, I would ask her.
You think that maybe Junior went to my wife and told her the truth?
I don't know. You brought up a point that I didn't even think about, that he just got his donut.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think at his age, 9, that's what he cares about.
But I'm picturing him just like sitting there alone with this donut.
I was always upset. I never had a dad to come to stuff with me.
Yeah.
So it was weird for me. And I hated those events. I hated them with everything because I just didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he didn't. Maybe, you know, because you're there a lot and she's there a lot. So maybe it wasn't. Maybe he just got his freaking donut and that's all he needed.
I'm going to ask him.
Ask him.
I'll ask him, see what he says.
And let us know.
See if he was really
hurt.
Will
he be honest with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If not, he gets a whooping, right?
That's right.
Just kidding. Show. You have any big plans this weekend?
Oh, well, some girlfriends and I are getting together to celebrate Nada's birthday. Did you know
Is she going to be there?
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, it sounded like you guys were all just going to go celebrate Nada.
At first, I started to second guess myself
that it was a surprise,
but it's not.
It's not a surprise.
Yes, Nada knows all about it. I've just been on an email chain that's working out all the details without her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not ruining the thing. For a split second, I got nervous. But we do have stuff up our sleeve that she doesn't know about.
Ooh. Yeah, your terminology was weird.
I know.
Yeah, a bunch of friends are celebrating Nada. She's not going to be around, but... So
no, she'll be there.
That's happening.
She'll be there, but we're having like a little birthday party. That's what about cool. you?
So
it's girls only. You can't come to our party.
Oh, I was about to say I'm about to go to a birthday party. I'm off the road this weekend because I was writing, but I have to write for that TED Talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah, you better get that right. Good deal.
I mean, there's no right or wrong.
Well,
so I'm gonna write for that because I'm speaking and it's at a conference. So I'm gonna write that. Lindsay plays the Opry. It's her last weekend not on the road before she goes out with Brad Paisley all year. So I'm gonna go to that. Mostly that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm never in Nashville.
Last weekend home.
I'm never in Nashville on the weekend. So
do whatever you need to do.
Lunchbox, what are you and your wife doing?
We got no plans. We finally got a weekend off. We've been busy the past few weekends.
From what?
Well, last weekend we hit Chris Rock and we hit Dark Bentley.
That's what he means by off. Like, there's no plans.
No, that's
really
fun stuff, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But this weekend we don't have anything on the agenda that I know of. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy that we're wide open. But, yeah, nothing really popped up on the calendar this weekend. So, we'll probably just take it easy.
Going to Chris Rock and Dirk Bentley's not taking it easy?
No, because we went to dinners. I was doing a lot of romantic things the past couple weekends. I told her this weekend I'm probably going to lay low.
On the romance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you have for Valentine's Day planned? Or do you not want to say?
No, I don't have anything. We don't do Valentine's. No. We don't really do it.
What?
I thought you were Mr. Romantic.
I am Mr. Romantic, but I feel like it's an overrated holiday that you go to a restaurant, they jack up the prices on the menu.
All that's true. Every bit of that's true.
And so I'm just like, you know what? We'll just stay at home and we'll, you know, enjoy our blue apron and it'll be good. Happy Valentine's Day.
So you're going to cook for her. You're going to cook the blue apron for her.
We'll see. Yeah.
Coming in a bit, Brett Young. But as long as the night ends with you, he'll be in the next 10 minutes or so. He's going to play live.
By the way, these chairs in our studio are awful. They're
don't
awful.
Get me started.
I put in a request. Well, hey, Morgan, where's my new chair? I put in a request. Like, right. Like, where is supposed to be this national show, you know? Well, it's not like we're Beyonce-ing. We're not asking for, like, foot rubs or breakfast.
But I mean,
it's just, can we get a chair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, these things are, like, from offices, sales offices that probably don't even exist anymore. Like, they gave, and our backs hurt, and we're getting older.
All the wheels don't work, so I can't push back and forth. Like, if you want me to wheel over there and do something,
no
I
one
can't.
Wants you to wheel, though, is the thing. I don't know if that, I didn't know that was your reason.
Okay, no, mine's my back issue, and the wheel is broken. Fine, if I need to wheel closer to my microphone, I can't.
What's up with these chairs? I just like a nice chair.
You know what? They haven't found where we can get any yet, but
I know many chair stores.
Office Depot?
Not even that. I like a nice chair. Is that too much to ask?
It's not. I mean, I'm sitting on Ray's right now. Foam is coming out of it. Oh. So like, I'll work on it. We'll
AwesomeChairs.com.
I thought that was a good thing. Like, foam's coming out of it. I didn't know that was a bad thing. You mean like it's broken?
Yes.
Can't even get a chair. Do you see Forbes or the art? No, I'm just kidding. I can't even get a good chair. Dang. How can we get a chair sponsorship?
Good.
There's that. We should protest.
What do you think? Yeah, I'm not coming back.
Million
until
chair
get
march.
Chair.
We have our own march.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox's wife has a job. Pretty new.
Yeah, she's been there for about 6 months.
So Lunch tells me that someone who listens to our show works with her and has found out that she's Lunchbox's wife.
Yeah, he is a super fan, I guess you'd call him.
I wouldn't call anyone. I think our listeners are more like our team.
Well,
but okay.
Yeah. Like, he really enjoys the show, so he really is excited. And so every morning now when she gets to work, old boy is sitting at her desk waiting for her to say, oh my gosh, what are you going to say to your husband because he said this on the radio? Or did you hear Bobby said this? What is your reaction? How do you feel about that? And she's like, I don't know. I didn't hear that part. He's like, well, this is a conversation. And he fills her in on everything we've done that morning. Every morning, waiting for her at the desk. How do you tell him in a nice way, like, okay, cool, dude, but I don't need you to sit at my desk every morning?
Are you asking us?
It's your wife's problem.
It's your wife's problem that's onto you, and now you're putting it onto us?
Yeah.
Dude, we're like degrees away from this, and I don't want to lose them as a listener. So yeah. I think they just have a great talk every day.
Yeah.
Like, I think you go into detail about it.
I
like,
feel like listeners first, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be family first, and then listeners.
Is she annoyed?
Well, it's just awkward. She's like, every morning he is just sitting there at my desk, no matter what, in her chair.
Nada. Dang.
I think the issue is that Lunchbox feels that this guy is going to call him out to his wife, and that's why he's upset.
No, because my wife will listen to the show, and like she'll listen back on iHeart as she sits at her desk during the day. I'm not worried about getting called out. I am not scared to say any. I don't say anything on the radio that I would not say to my wife's face.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Keep working, girl. Sweet stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really know how to handle this.
It's not art, Amy. It's not, we don't care.
Oh, okay.
It's
no,
not
you
our
should
thing.
Care.
You know, it's
thank
not our
you for
thing
taking
care.
This off my back. Yeah, I was feeling pressure.
I just wonder, is he going to hear this and go to her and start a problem with her now because you brought it on the air? That's all I think about.
Oh, no.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, no.
I did not even think about that.
He may not like be her friend anymore. Hold it against her.
Yeah.
Because
well,
you
are they
and
really
help.
And then what if he gets a promotion and she works for him?
Oh.
Oh, this could get bad.
Rewind.
Hey, my wife made a really cool friend at work, and every morning they sit down and they discuss the show over coffee. She goes to work and they have like a 10-minute powwow, and it's like really neat. And she's like, man, this guy's so cool and
awesome.
She loves it? Yeah, loves it.
Cool, tell him we say hello.
I will.
All right. Bobby Bones. All right, Brett Young is here. Hello, Brett. Good to see you,
buddy. What's going on, brother?
Hey, so you have a new record that's coming out February 10th. We're going to talk about that in a second. What's the name of the record, though?
It's just self-titled, Brett
Young.
Okay,
so it's Brett Young. That's why I didn't know. I was like, I don't see a name.
We spent
anywhere.
A long time coming up with that one.
Well, I paid a lot of money to a bunch of important
that's
people.
Right.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
you have a self-titled record called Brett Young coming out February 10th. Is that right?
That's right.
That's exciting. Well, I haven't seen you since your song went number one, by the way. Mm-hmm. Because I knew him before.
Yeah.
Like way before. And so and we've seen each other out, but you haven't been on the show.
Yeah.
But dude, by the way, congrats for
thank you very much.
You,
thank you very much.
Crazy. This
it's
is,
crazy.
It's now just now registering. This is your first time in studio.
Yeah, it
okay,
is.
Now that's hitting me.
It
okay,
is.
Because we've played shows together and I had you host the CMA stuff with me.
Right. And softball.
And play softball. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
We've lived like a separate life
I know,
together.
That's right.
Except for this. If you don't mind, as Brett Young is in studio, give me a little bit of that number one song. Right. I just want a verse and chorus of Sleep Without You.
A little
you.
Bit of Sleep Without You.
He has a guitar in here. We'll do a little live here.
I ain't lying, saying have a good time. How about you girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you.
Nice word. That's the number one song right there. We just heard
so
a number
good.
One song.
Thanks.
First time we heard it, it was a song that was in the Infinities.
That's right.
Now we heard a number one song. Dang. Brett Young is here. He'll have his... Is this your first full record?
Like, it is, yeah. With the label, anyways.
I mean, like a real... Like,
I bounce around LA making independent
support.
Ones, but yeah, absolutely it is, yeah.
You got a new song, too. Let me play this in case you didn't know here. Listen to this one here. This is Brett Young in studio.
In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you didn't know.
That's a good one, dude.
Thank you, bro.
That's another good one.
Thank
man.
You, man. I appreciate it.
Dang, it's like infinity right now, but I got a good feeling about that song, too. That's good. Brett Young is here with us. And so, let's see, where shall we go? Height and weight.
Height and weight.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, height and weight. I'm curious.
A stat is you in the full
yeah,
stat.
Yeah, yeah.
Height and weight. That's the first time I've ever been asked that on air. That's amazing. 6'6", 230.
Dang.
There's no way you could ever do that to a female artist.
And I never
say.
Would.
Okay,
but
I'm just trying to...
Here's the thing. I've stood next to Brett on television,
so
and I don't like it. So we would do two different shots so we look the same height.
Bobby's
that's
like,
right.
I'm going to need him to stand over there and squat.
So the baby blanket thing that everybody talks
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
that real or is that just...
No, it's real.
Okay, so you sleep with about... Like, really, though, do you? Or do you just hold on to that because it makes you seem adorable?
No, like, I'll take a picture when I get home for you.
So
it's
you,
sitting on my pillow right now.
You have a baby blanket
yeah.
that you got when you were...
You know, I think it was when I was a newborn, but it may have had to be replaced once when I was young just because you actually use it more when you're a baby. Either 3 years old or when I was a newborn. I don't
so
remember.
So before memories really kick in,
oh, yeah.
you've had this thing the whole time?
Whole life, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. Like it used to have satin edges all the way around, and those they haven't been there for 20 years.
I have to be honest. It is adorable.
If you saw the thing, you'd think it was disgusting, but...
But you've washed it.
A lot. You have to put it in a pillowcase when you wash it so it doesn't come apart in the wash.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of maintenance, this thing.
Yeah.
You're out and you're going out. Like Lady Annabelle, I'm good friends of mine. Uh-huh. And you're going out with those guys. And,
yep.
And like you and Kelsey and Lady A, right? Isn't that the show?
Yeah, it's going to be such a fun one.
That's a good group. Have you got to spend any time with them at all as people yet?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, me and Kelsey, I think we met the first time
I met
Kelsey back in Austin, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've stayed friends, and so it's been cool to watch her have all her crazy success. And then Hillary, that was also the first time I met Hillary on that show. And then I've met Charles at the golf course and got to hang out a little bit. So
yeah, Charles is big, too. I don't like either one of you guys. Like, I like when we all sit.
Yeah, to be honest, it's weird for me to look eye to eye with somebody, and he's the exact same height.
All right, so Brett Young is here.
February 10th, he's got a record coming out, full record. He's got that song. Dude, this, in case you didn't know, like, it's the jam, dude. In case
you that's good.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Like, I think I might like it better than Sleep Without You.
I hope everybody agrees with you.
Can I say that?
I don't know. That's
I mean,
hard.
I can say whatever I want. It's my show. But
I'm sure it'll grow on me.
That's, dude, that's good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And you always want your next song people to go, I like that one better than the other one.
You hope, right?
It's always like...
Oh, you do?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, why would you want?
I'm not an
artist. If you put something out, Amy, and if someone went, you know what? I don't like that one as much as your last one.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of a.
I guess I see what you're saying. But that last one was so good.
That's the scariest thing, though, is the follow up, right? With the follow up single and the follow up album, it's like if you don't want to hope that the first one's like kind of average so that the second one can beat it. But at the same time, we didn't know we were going to go number one with that. Now it's like, crap. What do we come with?
Are you making any money yet?
No, and probably not for a bit.
People think you have a song on the radio, you're like a millionaire.
Yeah.
And it's really not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But with the number one, though, you know, you're getting real offers now. Like, you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Instead of just going and doing free shows.
Yeah, that's nice to actually see money come in. But I'll never forget the week that it went number one. We're all excited it went number one. I went into a convenience store to buy a Diet Coke, and my card got declined. And I was like, let me try the other card.
The artist's
again.
Life
yeah.
right there.
I'm like, I got a number one record. I can't buy a Diet Coke at the gas station.
Oh,
look,
man.
I promise, checker. Here's iTunes. Look at my song.
Yeah.
All right, Brett Young, sir, you probably know this song, Sleep Without You. We just play it. But as long as I'm not here for you, any other cab shooting me a text ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed. You're going to play something else for us here, but I guess one other thing. When you were in California and you were playing, like the Viper Room's really famous to go and play a bunch of live shows. You played there a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the people that you would be around in that space?
Oh, geez.
That we would know.
You know, back in the day, it was like... Colby Calais was playing acoustic shows, and Katy Perry and Mandy Moore. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, interesting. Everybody was, you know, everybody's got these pop records, but back in the day, we were just passing around acoustic guitar. So, you know, I heard I Kissed a Girl, totally acoustic, just her and a guitar.
And you dated all of them?
No.
That's what I heard. You ever hear that?
You're gonna start that rumor.
Hey, blogs, spread it all out there. All right, Brett Young is here. What are you going to play for us, Brett?
I think maybe a little Marvin Gaye.
A little or a lot?
I mean, a lot of this was like the first time we hung out in Boston. This is what we all did together.
That's true. First time was Austin.
That's true.
Second time he came up, because I did a comedy show in Austin. Mm-hmm. And but the second time, you came to the show and they came on stage with us in Boston and did Marvin Gaye. Let's go. Okay, all right. I'm up for it. You guys up for it? Yes or no? Let's vote.
Yes.
Who wants to hear it? Vote aye.
Aye.
Who doesn't? All right, cool. You win. All right. Here
the ayes win.
Brett Young, everybody, playing. Let's get it on.
Oh, we're gonna get it on. You don't have to worry that it's wrong, no.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Don't take this the wrong way, Amy. Okay?
Okay.
I got a couple messages from a couple friends of mine, and they were talking about what you posted on Instagram yesterday, you and your cheerleading uniform.
Yeah?
And they were like... Hubba hubba, for lack of a better word.
Oh.
Because you're an adult and you're wearing your high school cheerleading uniform.
Yeah.
That set the sparks off. I'm just saying.
No, you came in with your high school letter jacket
I got
on.
No hubba hubba from any girls, I tell you. One that was way too big.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that when you do stuff, that guys are just... The guys are gross.
Oh, I didn't get any of that.
I know. They sent them all to me.
Oh, okay.
I know. But...
Well, I wasn't trying to be all like, hey, look at me. I'm not really... I did my awkward jump.
Yeah. Regardless.
Should I take it down?
No.
Oh.
No, my friends would be mad at me. I think they're watching that boomerang on repeat.
Oh, stop.
Amy was asked to go judge her cheerleading tryouts at her high school because she put that uniform on.
Yeah, so I posted that, and then I went to Austin High School, and the current cheer coach there left me a comment in the Instagram feed where I was like, hey, would you like to come and, you know, judge our tryouts? And I'm like, what? Of course.
All the male teachers have asked that you wear your uniform.
No, I would not show up in my uniform. I mean, unless they needed me to. But then I was like, I hope they don't ask me to perform anything because I'm really bad. I mean, I wasn't good. I hope she read in my, you know, post that I wasn't good.
If you go to BobbyBones.com, you can find our Instagram feeds and you can see the post that has rattled American men everywhere.
Okay.
Got three different posts from three different guys.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Five things you may have missed this week. I made Valentine's reservations on the air at Waffle House.
I will be there Valentine's night.
You know, I'm going to see you.
Along with our management team.
All right. Well, Laura, I can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to meet you either. And tell all your friends to call me and we'll get them in and we'll get them fed.
All right, Laura, I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Number two, Amy found a nanny. And so...
Found and locked in.
Yeah, we talked about how listeners were like, you got a nanny? And we're like, well, it's either Amy hire a nanny or quit the show. Because her husband travels and flies as a pilot. So,
and if you think I should quit, please keep your comments to yourself.
Here's a clip.
Home life assistant?
She's just a nanny. And you told us you found one and you have her now.
Oh, yeah. She's locked in.
Right.
Locked and loaded.
Things you may have missed. Sam Hunt stopped by and talked about his engagement.
You know, I thought it was going to be a cinch. It's just one of those things like, you know, what's the big deal? You just get the ring out and ask her to marry you. But when you're carrying it around in your pocket and the moment is pressing, it's a completely different deal.
Like, a lot of news sites picked up that engagement talk, mm-hmm. and a lot of news sites gave credit to other places because they took it from whatever. Who am I to care about credit except me?
Yeah.
Our website needs hits. Are we in trouble? The Bobby cast, Kelsey Ballerini stopped by, and we talked for over an hour. And so here's that.
And I remember putting on my headphones, listening to this demo and being like, that's special. And I don't know why, because it's not lyrically genius or anything, you know, but it's special to me. And the label felt the same way about it.
So iHeartRadio and search BobbyCast. And then I tried coffee for the first time and I have no need for it today. I think I was asked off the air a minute ago, like, do you want coffee? Right. I don't.
You're not craving it?
One, it made my mouth taste terrible. It was like, yeah. And then I wouldn't talk to anybody because I don't want them to smell my awful breath. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't feel like I needed it. Maybe I'll try it again Monday because there's a reason people love it. And I get it. But I just didn't feel it.
It's good
so
stuff.
I did try coffee for the first time in my life ever yesterday. So we have breaking news. Let's go over to Eddie, our producer, with the breaking news. Go ahead, Eddie.
This is exclusive. I don't think anyone has
exclusive
this.
Exclusive breaking news. Go ahead.
Our friend Lunchbox is going to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, what for?
To go see Cher.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what?
To go see Cher.
And he's excited about it and he didn't want us to know. There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I'm gonna talk. He's lowered his head.
Eddie,
his face is red.
Awesomeness from us.
Eddie, what are you doing?
Hey, you're just sharing the news.
Yeah, he's sharing the news. What's the deal?
Yeah, I'm going to see Cher in a couple weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you believe in love after love?
You don't want to tell us?
I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Yeah.
I didn't need to talk about it. I mean, we're going to see Cher. And
so are you like a closet Cher fan?
No. The wife wanted to see Cher. And so there's a couple other friends that are going to see Cher. And so we're all going that weekend to see Cher.
That usually means you're not telling
the wife. The wife.
Yeah.
There's other people.
Oh, the wife wants to go. And so that's...
We're jamming out to your jam. Yeah.
You keep pushing me aside and I can't break through.
It's your jam, huh?
No.
Y'all can't see, but his foot is tapping.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
It is?
Yeah.
Stop. Oh, man. Hey.
He can't help it.
Hey, can't stop the feeling.
So, anyway.
You like it, huh?
No, I don't like it. I'm going because I'm a good husband.
I like Cher.
Who doesn't like Cher?
Yeah.
Say it. Say, I like Cher.
I like Cher. Yes, I'm going to see Cher in a couple weeks, okay?
Good. And you're happy. You're excited about it.
And I'm excited and I can't wait.
Okay.
And I hate all you guys. Especially Eddie.
Man, I read this story. Amy, I thought about you.
What?
There's a woman and she charges $10, but she'll lick your eyeball and it heals you.
Yeah.
She says. This is your thing.
Well, what's wrong with you?
She's an elderly woman.
Yeah.
She set up her own business. She charges people for her to lick their eyeballs. She claims to be the only person in the world who heals with their tongue. I don't know. I've been told.
So she's an entrepreneur. I like it.
Yeah.
Who would you let any of us say you had it, your eye was irritated? Would you let?
Why
any
would
of
you lick
hold on,
me?
Let me get the camera.
No.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Say you've done eye drops. You can't figure out what is wrong with your eye.
I would go to the doctor before I would let you lick my eye.
I should say, what if we find out I have healing powers like her?
You don't. But if you did, lick away. It sounds like you just have a thing for licking eyeballs.
I don't know why. My question is, why did you think of me when you saw that story?
Because you went to like crazy witch doctors.
Yeah.
And they were.
No, not witch. They weren't witch. They were just special. unconventional.
Yeah. Like, would you say she's conventional?
She is. She has found a specialty that she has. I mean, I don't know how you figure that out, but that's pretty awesome.
Who would you say has the darkest sense of humor on the show? Like,
you.
Oh, well, easy there. Whoa, let me finish the question.
Does anybody disagree?
No.
Well, there you go.
Dang. I do have, yes.
If I know where you're going with this, I think I read an article that said people with dark sense of humor.
But I wasn't asking you about me.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. Are you about to read an article that says people with dark sense of humor tend to be more intelligent
and emotionally stable? Yeah. But I didn't tell you to say me.
I know you didn't, and you didn't know I knew about that article, but I read that headline.
People
yesterday.
With dark sense of humor are highly intelligent. They also have lower aggression. I mean, I'm there
too.
You're
0% aggressive.
Bobby's
like negative aggressive.
Oh, there should be aggression here. I'm just going to go in my room. Okay, cool.
I mean, but it's true. Like, you have the darkest sense of humor, and I would say you're the most intelligent here too.
Who would you say has the, I don't know, maybe, I don't know.
No, say it.
I don't know what
you're
saying.
Who would you say has maybe the, I don't need another word I would use, but the sense of humor that's like the simplest.
Oh, the opposite of dark?
Yeah, the simplest sense of humor.
Well, I don't know, me.
Take you out of it.
Oh. Ray? I don't know. Lunchbox? Who would you say?
Probably Lunchbox.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing. No,
you're calling me the least intelligent is what you're saying.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, that study doesn't say
that. The study doesn't say that at all.
Man, I'm about to start going dark.
No. All I'm saying is, like, you think, like, fart jokes are still, like...
Everybody does.
Right.
You mean juvenile. That's a word.
Sure.
Juvenile sense of humor.
Like, fart jokes are funny.
Bobby, stop. You can be juvenile.
Sure. Who can?
Okay. I know. I agree.
Let's see. What else we want to do? We got the dance party coming up. Alaska will treat pets more like kids in divorce courts.
Wow.
Which they should. I mean, pets are important. Big fights over pets.
Like any kind of pet? Like a hamster?
I don't think you can say what can be loved more and what can't be loved more.
True.
So that's happening in Alaska. So they're going to, in divorce courts, like pets will be treated as children, which is crazy. Here's a guy that's really mad. He's at the airport. And he's just stressed out and becomes enraged while he's on the phone. And luckily someone was there and they recorded him.
Cut it, this company. No! Don't even know what? I'm not gonna get on that plane, Adam! I'm not doing it! I quit! I'm done!
That was his laptop. Throws across the airport.
Oh my.
He quitted. Thank goodness for Snapchat.
Wow.
Hey, what do you think Elvis's first single was? Music trivia buffs. Because in 1956, Elvis's first single on this day came out, Amy.
Jailhouse Rock.
Lunchbox.
Love Me Tender.
Eddie.
I think I know it.
Go for it.
That's All Right, Mama.
1956, Elvis's first single, Heartbreak Hotel, was released.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be this lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely.
1956.
I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Oh! Today in 1998, the Dixie Chicks released Wide Open Spaces. Still the jam.
She knows the highest.
Today in 2007, Watching You by Rodney Atkins was the top of the chart.
He said, I've been watching you, that ain't that cool. I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are.
If you go to BobbyBones.com, you can watch Brett Young. He came in today and he played Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On guitar. He did some Sleep Without You.
But as long as the night
is BobbyBones.com.
You and the other shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed.
Are you doing anything for your husband for Valentine's Day, like getting him anything special?
Yeah, I'll get him something. I haven't thought about exactly what yet.
What you do?
Yeah, we exchange little gifts on Valentine's Day, and I recognize it for him. I know it's for girls, but I do something for him.
Eddie, what you got planned?
Nothing yet.
Still working?
Still working on it. Still thinking about it. I mean, it's going to involve some cooking. Something at home.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to go.
Yeah, you guys were going to do the thing.
Yeah.
But it's on like a Tuesday night or something this year, right?
Yeah, that's kind of why we do that.
Man, I'm telling you, whenever Valentine's Day is on a weeknight, it's so much better for the restaurant industry,
yeah,
for the flower, and just in the things that people would normally do on a weekend. Because you got to understand, on Saturday nights, restaurants are pretty full anyway. Mm-hmm. So if it's on like a Tuesday, it gives them this entirely new night of all this revenue coming in.
Yep.
So they love it when Valentine's Day. I will be going to Waffle House. I booked the Waffle House Valentine's night.
Legit.
And as long as my girlfriend's not doing, you know, this other project that she may be doing, I don't know, it's still 50-50, we'll be going to Waffle House. Because they turn the lights down low and they, their waiters are in like tuxes with pink ties.
Red
so awesome.
Cloth.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm actually kind of excited about that part of it. So, and we got a good reservation time, 6:30. A little late for me, but 6:30. So that'll be good. And Lunchbox, you are not telling us because you have something super awesome planned, right? Is it Cher? Are you taking her to Cher?
No.
You did admit earlier you like Cher and you were going
to
Cher.
Well, we're going to Cher the weekend after Valentine's Day.
So do you have your Valentine's plan?
There is no plan. We don't do Valentine's Day.
Okay, so you say. Hey, didn't we say no more taking stuff from guests when they come in and selling it on eBay? Wasn't that kind of a rule?
Yes.
Pretty sure, yeah.
No, it was a suspension until January.
Ray, what do you want to sell on eBay?
I have Sam Hunt's, his coffee cup, Starbucks.
And you want to sell it and...
It's going to sell it. The only bad thing is it does say Ryan, so that's his alias.
No, it's probably one of his buddies.
I think that's just what he goes by at hotels and coffee shops.
He lives in town.
I know, but you got to go by something, so... But anyways, it is his, and we have video and photo proof of it. And we can just put it online and sell it. People want it. Is it nice to get money? Sure. But there's a demand out there. We put it auction style, and they bid the price up. I started at 99 cents. I'll sell it for that and lose money.
How would you lose money?
Because I got to ship it. And I put extra care packaging. I end up spending about 20.
I'm not
30.
Falling for this. No. No more
care.
Selling stuff that packaging. Guests come in with.
But then people are already asking, too.
Good.
Oh, you guys don't put these up anymore? Oh, sorry we're letting you guys down.
There's a demand.
We don't. Ray is our producer who sits in the glass room, and he watches whenever guests come in to see what accessories they bring with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they leave anything behind, he grabs it and stores it and tries to sell it. So no, Ray, no, we can't do that.
All right, well, I don't know then.
Out of business.
That's like someone doesn't have their Donald Trump money yet still.
Yeah. Hey, I'm desperate right now.
Ray bet and won a bunch of money on Donald Trump winning the presidency. He bet it with an offshore account, and they still haven't paid him, right?
Still waiting. Hopefully a couple weeks.
But you said that months ago.
Well, there's been new stuff go on. I have a lady working on it a little bit.
Are you paying her?
No, I haven't paid her yet.
Okay, you're never getting this money. Hey, around the room, do you guys think Ray's ever getting this money? Amy?
No.
No, I say no too.
She went on to some lawyer database and she found out that this place has never been in trouble with like lawsuits and stuff. So she said they have a clean record.
Cool.
Why would I be the first? They've been operating for 10 years and you're telling me I'm the only... No, they are a good business. It takes time to do stuff like this.
Okay.
I like that he has hope.
Our producer, Morgan... And Morgan's like our main show producer. And Morgan's also the youngest on the show. So she has a boyfriend, and she's booked a couple's massage with her boyfriend.
Oh.
Which is not a big deal, right? I mean, you're an adult. How old are you?
I'm 24. I don't think it's a big deal.
Not a big deal. So, you know, she does a thing. But then, did you tell your dad about it?
Yeah, we were on the phone. It just so happened to come up. I was getting a massage with my boyfriend, and he was ticked about it. He was like, what? How long have you known this guy? And then he goes into what happens when you get a couple's massage. I was like,
what happens?
you get naked. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, that's interesting. Huh.
Wait, did you really not think about that?
No, she did.
Oh, I couldn't.
But your dad's also still in your bank account. Like, if you don't cut the cord.
Clarify, he doesn't, like, put money in there. He can just see it.
But he watches. He has access codes. If he has access codes, I'd rather him put money in it. Like,
yeah.
Morgan, it's time to put your foot down.
I was like, you gotta get, Dad, I'm grown.
You're grown.
Yeah.
Yeah, lunchbox.
Is her dad living under a rock? Like, or is he just in denial? Is that something dads do that just they don't want to think that things go on between their daughter and their boyfriends? I'm just wondering because she's 23 or 24.
24.
There's no chance that things aren't going on.
Go ahead, Morgan, answer.
I don't know how to answer that.
He wants to know if things are going on, basically.
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Honor.
You know what? Just don't tell. Just don't. He's never gonna change. He's your dad. He loves you. Just don't tell him.
I think it's nice that your dad cares about you.
But you can't tell him.
Tell
like
him
that.
What?
You're gonna go have a negative couple.
Like that they have that relationship.
No, you can't anymore because he gets mad. He's gonna get mad.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to get mad. Yeah.
No.
I know.
Well, when you go, hey, Dad, I'm gonna get a naked couple massage with my boyfriend, regardless of your age, that might be a little weird.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. McDonald's was giving away their special sauce in bottles, and it was the first time they'd ever put it out. Was it a sale or was it a giveaway?
It was absolutely free. You just walk up or go through the drive-thru and get a free bottle of Big Mac sauce.
First time, 10,000 bottles across America. That's it. They were all numbered. So Lunchbox went. Here's a clip.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just want a bottle of the Big Mac sauce.
It's done. We're done for the day.
Like, you don't have any more Big Mac sauce?
No, sir.
What if I gave you $5?
I guess you just want to tip me then, huh?
Yeah, if you give me some Big Mac sauce, how about $100 for some Big Mac sauce?
So how many are you trying to get?
I just want one.
They said that we're out of it.
Oh, man. I guess I'll keep my $100.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
I can't.
You.
I apologize. No, I can't have a good day. I got no Big Mac sauce.
You can.
I'm going to go cry.
Okay.
What? Mama go cry.
She liked it, though.
I guess people lined up immediately and got
it. I mean, I was there 15 minutes after the thing started.
Really?
They were out. Yeah.
Did you want it, really?
No, I just wanted. I had a bunch of disguises. I was going a million times.
Oh, you're trying to get 100 bottles. Oh,
they were out.
Eddie and I are oddly excited that Vanessa Carlton lives in town. We had no idea. I just saw on the internet that she was doing an interview, and she was like, I live in Nashville. And I was like, what? And then we kind of went into a little...
Yeah. And I don't even know her, really, but I love this song.
This song's a jam, man! And come see us, Vanessa. Making my way downtown.
Walking fast, faces passing, and I'm homebound.
This song is so good.
Staring blankly ahead, just making my way.
Making my way
through the crowd.
And
I need you.
And I miss you.
And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time when pass me by? Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I can just see you tonight.
Forgot how good that was.
I know.
There are certain songs like, man, like that and Mambo Number 5. Like,
oh,
those
for
are so
sure.
Good. I saw where Walker Hayes signed a record deal. How about that?
So cool.
Our dude Walker Hayes, his first single is actually up on iTunes. It's called You Broke Up With Me.
Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always. Don't start raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute.
A doomsday asteroid will hit Earth next month and trigger devastating mega tsunamis, claims this one theorist. NASA has spotted an object called WF9, and apparently it's on its way toward Earth. I mean, people were saying this was kind of the apocalypse anyway.
Yeah.
So where can we go to escape?
If you believe some people below the Denver airport, it just depends on what you read and who you believe.
Oh, okay.
The space rock is believed to be half a mile across. Can you imagine if something a half a mile hit the Earth?
It's big.
Boom! Coming from space with that velocity? Man, I can't even imagine. I'm trying. The agency is tracking the asteroid. They say it's going to pass a little bit away.
Okay.
But theorists are saying NASA's lying. Here's the thing. If NASA knows it's going to hit us, don't tell us.
Right.
Just let us go. We'll just look at it and go, well, that sure is getting close. And then we don't know anything else. It's just over. Goodbye. Yeah.
You're just going to cause
If you
mayhem.
Knew this was coming, if you knew a half mile rock was coming, mm-hmm. and there's nothing you could do about it, mm-hmm. do you want to know?
Ooh, do I have somewhere to go, like underground?
You didn't pay for that underground Denver airport. We don't know that's been there or it's going to work. So, no.
Yeah, I don't really want to know.
Yeah.
If there's nothing I can really do, I'm just going to work with the odds, you know, get my floaties out. I don't know.
Just in case the ocean overwhelms you?
Your surfboard?
No, I think we're done. Do you want to know if you're going to be done is the question.
No,
I don't either. Lunchbox?
Yes, I want to know because if it's going to hit here, I can go to California. If it's going to hit in California, I'll go
to
New York.
That's not
going to
matter. It's not going to matter. Like, it's boom. It's gone. Half the Earth's gone or all the Earth's gone.
Well, can they not shoot it out of the sky?
And this isn't Armageddon. I don't know.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
in Armageddon,
point.
He went up and put the bomb on it
yeah.
and
they
then
probably
blew it up.
And they do. They may do this stuff we don't even know.
There's so much we don't know.
They yeah. probably like...
Did you see Donald Trump on Air Force One yesterday? The news crew go on, right? Uh-huh. It was the first time he'd ever been landed.
Okay.
And so they allowed the press on. And he forgets to turn the TV off. And so all it's playing in the background is commercials. And it's like, call 1-800-EMPIRE. And then it goes into a travel website commercial.
Uh-huh.
You know that good-looking kind of older guy? It's like, hey.
Captain Obvious?
Trivago.
Yeah, Trivago. And he's talking about this Trivago commercial blaring
oh, no.
in the background. And it's like, Trivago.com, you can find the biggest deals. And it's just awkward.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, first flight.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do? Or they have some deal with Trivago.
But don't you, it's true. But don't you think someone goes, President Trump, the press is coming on, mute the television.
Well, him and his team, everybody's a rookie here. It's not like, I don't know.
I was talking about the Oscars, and we chose not to talk about it terribly a lot because nobody's seen these movies.
Right.
And so here's the research that came out. If you look at the number, no one's seen the movies that are nominated for Best Picture. And that really hurts because we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We care about the Oscars up for Best like Album because we've listened to most of their music. But here you go. Domestically, La La Land was 83rd on the year. Manchester by the Sea was ranked 92.
Wow.
Hell or High Water was ranked 95. Moonlight was ranked 133rd. And Lion was ranked 165. The highest grossing was La La Land at $34.2 million domestically.
Wow.
And that was at 83 on the year. In comparison, Rogue One made $500 million. Finding Dory made $500 million. Captain America made $400 million. These are the movies. Secret mm-hmm. Life of Pets.
Yeah.
That one didn't make the cartoon category.
Yes.
Jungle Book, $400 million.
Captain America should be nominated for an Oscar.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying at least something that we've seen. So it's not so cool because that helps ratings.
Right.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Did you see that Tostitos gonna have a breathalyzer in their bags?
Huh?
So when you eat the chips at the Super Bowl parties that you're having, you can blow into the bag and it tells you if you're okay to drink and or drive or not.
What?
Genius.
Google it. I don't know much about breathalyzers, and for a long time, Lunchbox had one at his house.
Oh, man, it was so awesome. It was the one I got for Christmas, and my roommate and I would go home and test it.
So I read the story, and I know what it says, and it's like green and red, and like you blow into the bag. But I don't know a lot about breathalyzers. So look at the story, Lunchbox, and tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
It seems like a pretty ingenious idea, but how much does the bag of chips cost?
Right.
Like, that 20% tax on it? Where are they coming from? You see the headline?
Oh, wow.
What does it say?
Tostitos made a bag that you can tell if you've been drinking too much and you need to call an Uber.
Do you blow into the main bag? And is Uber in on the payment of creating this since it's part of the promotion?
Oh, wow. Oh, and they're in partnership with Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Uber.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're in the clear, the bag turns green and you're free to go about
do
your
you
night.
You just blow in the main bag? Like,
yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
You do.
Oh, my goodness. And if it flashes red, which obviously means you can't drive.
Stop.
What?
I mean, stop.
Yeah, I mean, stop. Don't drive. It will display a $10 Uber discount code that you can apply to your ride home.
Yeah, and the message pops up that says, don't drink and drive.
Wow.
I love it.
It's amazing and
great.
Also great marketing. They got Uber to pay for the rest, you know, a lot of stuff here.
Oh,
when does it go? Can I buy it now? I don't even drink, but I think it's interesting to have. Or is it just like the Saturday? Man, the Super Bowl is next weekend.
Okay, and let's be clear. It is not a breathalyzer to tell you if you're over the legal limit. All it does is sense alcohol on your breath, so it can't read what level you're at.
Gotcha.
But if you blow into it and it can sense alcohol, it tells you to take an Uber no matter what.
Oh. So they'd probably go all red, and Uber makes a ton of money.
Yes. They're like, oh, you had one sip of wine.
No. Uber. In the last year, you've had a sip of wine.
Yeah,
anyway, it seems like a good idea. Don't know much else about it. I just saw it. Everybody's reading it intently right now.
Man, this is so cool.
I'm fascinated by it.
Where are we watching the game, or are we?
Oh, we're watching the game.
Is there a party?
No, I'm going to do it at home.
Are you?
Yeah, just kind of chill at the house.
Eddie's doing it
with the
house.
Kids.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you going to make them watch?
If they want to watch, I'm just going to tell them that it's a big game, and they probably should.
What time is the game at?
I know, right?
How late is it? We have to work.
No,
the next
they
day.
Always move it up, though. They moved. I think it may be like a 6 p.m. Central start or something.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it's like earlier because they would lose a lot of people late. Who are you taking, Aim?
Patriots.
Are you?
Yeah, duh. Tom Brady all the way for life.
All the way for life. Yeah. Eddie?
Ride or die.
I'm going to go Patriots. It's hard to beat the Patriots.
Lunchbox, what do you see over there?
It says 5:30.
Okay. Yeah, they moved the game up.
Oh, I like that.
So by like 9:30, it would be over Central Time. Lunchbox?
I'll take the Patriots.
Wow, everybody. Wow.
I think the Falcons are the better team, but I think the Patriots are better winners.
They just know how to win.
And I think Tom Brady is awesome.
And I love that Tom and Bill have been together for so long.
Oh, come on.
Oh, stop it. You caught a headline on some sports show, didn't you?
I just love that
Bill who?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with me.
Okay.
I love that they've been together so long. And this is, they've been to so many Super Bowls together, more than any other coach and quarterback.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yep.
Yep.
How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won?
Seven.
Four.
Been in seven. Sorry, I jumped the gun. Thought you were asking how many he was in.
Yeah.
I knew it was four.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
When you said Bill, I was like, who's Bill?
She was going, what?
Hey, I guess you're not a fan.
Yeah, she just stays on the surface, man. She got it. Yeah. There was a really cool YouTube video that I posted yesterday. And I love Coldplay. And I love A Rush of Blood to the Head. The album came out in 2002 or so. I came here with a love. The song's called Green Eyes. And it feels so much lighter. Now I met you. So Aubrey Sellers did a version. They do this thing called Tiny Van, and they all sit in her van and play, and she did that song. Honey, you are a rock. Upon which I stand. You can go to my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. I came here with a load. It feels so much like. Coldplay?
Yeah.
I'm not really
one of like the big like Coldplay like fans, but I have seen them live and really I think after I saw them live, I liked them that much more.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I felt that way about artists before. I love Coldplay. Mm-hmm. Eddie.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That song, she turned it into a country song.
Oh, Green Eyes,
without even
song.
Really trying to make it a country song.
Because her voice is country. By the way, her name is Aubrey Sellers, and she's awesome, and she's one of our class of 2017. It sounds like a country song.
Totally.
I was playing that last night for Lindsay, and I was like, she's made one of my favorite Coldplay songs a country song.
Yeah.
And it works. I came here with a load. It feels so much like. You like Coldplay, Lunchbox?
Yeah, Coldplay's good.
But not really?
No, they're good. Have I seen them in concert? Yeah. Do I buy their albums?
Why are you asking yourself questions? You can just say, I've seen them in concert.
No
I buy it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I've bought a couple of their albums, but, I mean, I'm not like a, oh, my gosh, when's their next album coming out? I got to get it.
But you're going to see Cher, and you love Cher. You do love Cher.
You're flying all the way to Vegas to see Cher.
You're flying to Vegas to see Cher.
Yeah. Yes, I'm flying to Vegas to see Cher. She's doing a residency.
So, like, we go to Vegas, who would you make an extra trip to Vegas for? Probably, like, Garth Brooks.
I did go see Garth in Vegas.
Maybe George Strait. Lunchbox.
I saw George Strait in Vegas, and Lunchbox is going to see Cher. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to see Cher.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Man, you do things when you're in a relationship.
You brought this up relationship part up way late. I think you're just really into Cher, and that's cool.
Yeah,
yourself though.
I am embracing myself. I said I'm going to see Cher. I admitted it.
And what's your favorite Cher song, Lunchbox?
Man, I don't know. There's so many hits. I'm just going, okay? And I'm going to be there, and you guys will be jealous.
I bet you come back, and you're going to love her even more.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Is she 70?
Yeah, I think she's 73.
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, I think, I'm guessing.
What do you know from Cher? Believe, of course.
Yep.
Sing it.
Do you believe in love, in love?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Cher is 70 exactly.
And you know, if I turn back time.
Yep.
Okay.
But I can't sing. I mean, I can't listen. Guys, I'm going to see her. I don't know her that well. I can't sing her songs.
You know, I bet you know this one.
Is this what you listen to when you're getting ready?
In the morning, before he comes in.
All right, you're going to do a good show today. You're going to be funny. You're going to know the news. You can do it. All right, Lunchbox.
Together.
All right, got your bonehead check, keys check. Let's go. If I could turn back time.
Here, I bet you know this one. When are you going to see Cher, by the way? What's the date?
February 18th.
Don't act like you don't know.
February 18th. It's the Saturday. The weekend is the 17th. Is the Friday. So I was just making sure it's the right day.
Little Valentine's treat to yourself.
Ah, that's a good one.
Do you know this one?
Hold on. They say we're young. I know this.
What is it?
Dawn's Early Light.
Yeah, it's American National Anthem. No!
What are you talking about?
What song goes Dawn's Early Light?
I don't know. Keep going. I recognize the beat, like it sounds familiar. Are you gonna play the words or not?
You, babe.
Oh, that's her?
It's Sunny and Cher.
Oh, I know that one.
Just for my own personal, because I'm gonna wonder this later on.
Okay.
Where does Dawn's Early Light come from? That's not the national anthem.
It's like.
Like, what song are you thinking?
I don't know. I think it may be that way. It's something about
it's
the
light.
It's
not that one.
Maybe he's like, the dawn's early light.
No. It's like, at night. Maybe it was at night. Something's at night.
A lot of songs at night. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it had that same beat.
Oh, say.
No. I know that one.
No? Okay. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Thanks to Lauren and Elena for stopping by. Her album's out today. Thanks to Brett Young for stopping by, and he played some Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. You can watch that at bobbybones.com. Hope your weekend's awesome. Amy's going to have a birthday party for Nada.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go and watch my girlfriend play the Grand Ole Opry.
Which
and
is gonna
I think
be awesome.
That I'm going to do a lot of writing. This is my one weekend off, so I'm going to enjoy the one weekend off and work. Wait. A different kind of work. Or from our bedroom. Yeah, go ahead.
You have got to learn to just like.
No, this is like, I'm with my dog. Okay. That's better than not with my dog. He's 13 though now. I can't travel with him. Mm-hmm. I can't even take him. Like, there are some artists that I know that when we take on tour, they would have their dogs in their purses.
Yeah.
And they were that small and they wouldn't tell the airplane. They would just travel with their dog in their purse.
What if the dog barks?
Then you do it too. Like, if the dog goes, then you start going, Yeah. My dog's just too old to do that, okay. Though. So, have a great week. I'll see you Monday.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.